Hi there, this is Harry. Welcome back to Advanced English Lessons with Harry, where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language, to help you with your conversational skills, your business English skills, interview skills, whatever your goals are, we're here to help. And for those of you and your friends or family who want one-to-one lessons, well, you know what to do. Just get in touch, www.englishlessonviaskype.com, and you can apply for a free trial lesson, and we'd be very happy to hear from you and very happy to help you. So in this particular advanced English lesson, we're looking at informal ways to say good. Okay, so when something is good, how many different ways can we think of to say that? So I've got a list of 10. I'll go through them with you. I'll give you examples, and then hopefully you'll be able to practice them. You know the drill by now. Practice, practice, practice. And then if you need any more help, you come back to me. Okay, so let's get started. As I said, there are 10 of these advanced informal ways to say good. First, killer. Now, that sounds a very strange word to be talking about good, but we use it in the following way. It's a killer. So, for example, if you hear a really good story, or for me, when I hear a funny story from a comedian, oh, that's a killer. This is really going to kill you when you listen to it. Okay, so the story or the anecdote from the comedian, it's a killer. It's really, really good. Or imagine you're at a cozy little cafe in the heart of London, one of those hidden gems that's always buzzing with chatter and the smell of fresh coffee. The barista brings over two massive slices of their famous chocolate fudge cake. It looks absolutely divine. You turn to your friend and say, "This cake, it's a killer. Haven't had anything this good in ages." Your friend nods in agreement, mouthful of cake. "It's a killer, indeed. I reckon I'll need a good long walk after this to burn it off." Number two. Now this one, I'm just going to warn you here. I never, ever use this expression. I have seldom heard anybody using it, but you will find it in dictionaries and you will find it in grammar books. So I'll give it to you anyway. And the expression is like a boss.
Like a boss.
Okay. Now what it really means is you do something as well as you'd expect a boss to do it. And I'm not so sure it's so relevant in today, because why should bosses be any better or any different than the rest of us? But, you know, you could use it, I really closed that sale like a boss, or I really dealt with that client like a boss. So you reference it to being as good as the boss would do if the boss was involved in that sale or dealing with that particular client. But as I said, I don't use it. I don't think I've ever used it, and I don't hear many people using it, but it is referenced in the grammar books and the dictionary. Next one, top notch. Well, we use this a lot, particularly when we're talking about food. So you go to a restaurant, or your son or daughter goes to a restaurant, and you're texting them, as I do with my kids, and I ask them what they did for the weekend. I said, "Oh, we went to this new restaurant, and how was the food?" "Oh, top notch." Top notch means the best possible, really, really good. "How was the service?" "Oh, the service was top notch." So something that is top notch is up there and the highest level, really, really good. Okay, top notch. Cracking. Cracking is another way to say good. Okay, so I went to a football match, two local teams. They weren't really so big, nobody had heard of them, but the game was cracking. It was a cracking game, meaning really exciting, really physical, you know, never sure who was going to win. And at the end of the day, the result was 3-2. So lots and lots of entertainment, but a cracking game of football, a really good game of football. Next expression, now you're talking. Well, now, when we use this, now you're talking means when somebody is really excited that there's something really interesting. Yeah, so perhaps you're having a meal with your family, and it's a nice meal, but it's quite an ordinary meal. And when people are finished, you say, "Okay, let's have dessert." And they say, "Okay, what's for dessert?" And you say, "Well, I got your favorite dessert. I've made the apple crumble that you really like." "Oh, now you're talking. That's a really, really great dessert. Just what we need to finish off a nice meal." So when something is really good, or you hold it in high esteem, you can say something like, "Ah, now you're talking. That's really, really good. Top draw." Next, to die for. Well, lots of things can be to die for. So if you've visited many European cities and like me, you like to visit the coffee shops or the patisseries or the cake shops. Well, then when you come home, you're really excited to tell your family and friends about the places you visited. And you could say, well, there was this particular cafe in Vienna. And I mean, really, the smell of the coffee was so interesting and exciting. But the cake, they have a special cake in that particular shop, and it's a cake to die for, meaning you really, really will never taste anything better. So the coffee was great. The ambience of the cafe or the coffee shop was really good. But the cake was to die for, simply to die for. Really, really good. Next, we can use the expression something rocks or someone rocks. So if someone rocks, he's really up there. He's really good. He's a great, cool guy. Yeah, he rocks. He really rocks, meaning he's the best. Yeah, okay. That's the guy in that shop where we get the mobile phones from. He's such an interesting guy. He knows everything about the phone. Nothing's too much trouble. Yeah, he really, really rocks. Or something can also rock, yeah? Something rocks. For example, it could be a new pub in the city. It's a sports bar. It's got these great big screens. So all of the Premiership football games are shown every weekend. Every time you go in there, there's a great atmosphere. It really rocks. That bar really rocks. It's the in place to go to. Next is a little bit more formal and more business-like. And we use this expression, up to the mark. So when something is up to the mark, it's where it should be in terms of service. It's where it should be in terms of the decoration, for example. So if you were talking about a hotel, you said, oh yeah, that hotel is really up to the mark. I mean, the rooms are superbly fitted out, really comfortable. The restaurant is really good. It's top notch. I mean, it's as good as any restaurant you'll find in the city, and for a restaurant in a hotel, that's really saying something. So yeah, it's up to the mark. It's up there with the best hotels that you're likely to find in this city. So if you're trying to organize a weekend away for some business associates, or indeed maybe you're going to have your staff annual bash or annual party there, well, yeah, this hotel is up to the mark. It's really, really good. There are a very common then expression that I'm sure all of you have heard of, and you've used this time and time again, out of this world. And it's a quite well-used expression. So when something is out of this world, it really means it's on another planet, but it's so, so good. So it's better than most things you'll experience on this particular planet. So the food could be out of this world. The beaches were out of this world. The holiday package was out of this world. So you can use it to describe simply anything that you feel was really good right up there. And then finally, to be the business. Yeah, it's the business. Yeah, so we use it in that sense. And it's all about the intonation with this particular expression. Yeah, have you tried the new hairdressers? They've got the Turkish guys have opened a barber shop just off the main street. Wow, I mean, the service is excellent. It's really good value. It's the business, meaning it's really, really cool. It's good, good value for money. The guys are good. They really look after you. They really know how to give you a good haircut. It's the business. Okay, so they're the 10 particular informal ways to say good. Let me give them to you one more time quickly. Killer. It's a killer. Like a boss, as I said, I don't use it so often, but it is there in the dictionaries. Top notch, right up there, top notch. Cracking, a cracking restaurant. Now you're talking. Yeah, this is it. Now you're talking. Really, really good. Something to die for. Yeah, the cake is to die for. Something rocks or someone rocks. Really, really good. It's up to the mark. Yeah, it's there. It's up to the mark. It's out of this world. And then finally, it's the business. Yeah, it's the business, the real deal. Okay, so try to practice them, try to use them, try to understand them. If you don't, come back to me. I'll give you some more explanations and some more examples. But they're things that you can use in an informal way to say good. Okay, well, this is Harry thanking you for watching me and listening. Join me again for the next lesson.